evening with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. The Honorable Gloria Macfield Nixon was sworn in today as Deputy Governor and Head of the Civil Service during a ceremony in Cabinet. Governor Her Excellency Jane Owen congratulated her and highlighted her long record of public service and leadership. Mrs. Macfield Nixon previously served as a chief officer in the portfolio of the civil service, overseeing human resources, public sector reform, and corporate governance. She's also acted as deputy governor on numerous occasions. Ms. Macfield Nixon said she was honored to take up the role and hopes her appointment as the first woman to hold the position would inspire young women across the islands. She replaces Franz Manderson, who retired yesterday after 40 years of service. In other local news, police and border officers say a routine warrant in Northside led them to drugs, cash, and an unlicensed firearm. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
Police and Customs and Border Control carry out a joint search at an address on Lariat Road in Northside Sunday. Officers went to the property around 3 in the afternoon. Inside, they recovered what appeared to be ganja and cocaine along with cash. Police say a 33-year-old man and 36-year-old woman who were inside the home were arrested on suspicion of drug offenses and taken into custody. After the first search, officers say they widened their efforts, searching the surrounding area, a nearby premises, and several vehicles parked on and outside the property. During the searches, they recovered additional quantities of ganja and an unlicensed firearm. The items have been seized. Police say the investigation is ongoing and no charges have yet been announced. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
To the courts, the Grand Court trial of Richard Joseph Robinson began today with the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions outlining its case. Mr. Robinson faces one charge of rape alleged to have occurred on the 2nd of August 2025, and he denies the accusation. Prosecutors say Mr. Robinson went to the woman's home unannounced and a short while later raped her. The allegation surfaced only after the complainant was arrested for assaulting Mr. Robinson. She disclosed the alleged rape during a police interview. Justice the Honorable Emma Peters is presiding over the case, which is expected to run through the rest of the week. In other Grand Court news, Dwayne Jordan Williams has been found guilty on all counts following a week-long trial. A jury of 7 returned unanimous verdicts earlier today, convicting him of attempted robbery, wounding with intent, and possessing a firearm with intent to endanger life. With the guilty verdicts now delivered, Mr. Williams faces a lengthy custodial sentence. He will remain at HMP Northward while a social inquiry report is prepared to assist the court in determining an appropriate sentence. A victim impact report from the Department of Children and Family Services will also be provided. Justice Emma Peters is expected to hand down the sentence on the 2nd of October when Williams will learn his fate. To the summary courts, Malik Darrell Williams and Christy Amanda Brown appeared in the summary court today charged with drug-related offenses. Williams admitted to possessing ganja and drug utensils but denies involvement in importing MDMA, with his lawyer arguing that the Crown has no evidence that he knew about the drug. Ms. Brown's lawyer said her client is not mentioned in any case document apart from her arrest. The Chief Magistrate, the Honorable Angeline Hernandez, has ordered further disclosure within 7 days, and the case is expected to return to court on the 21st of July. MPs approve an extra $1.2 million for the ex gratia payments to seamen and ex-servicemen budget.
Is there an increase in the number of seafarers? Why we need the extra money, or was it just under budgeted?
I don't think there's an increase in the seafarers, any substantial increase in the seafarers, but certainly when we did the budget, we did say that while we would have to come back and seek appropriations, that it would have been funded much better than it was previously. So we're here now seeking the appropriations to increase the support to the seafarers and the veterans.
Social Development Minister, the Honorable Isaac Rankin there, fielding questions from Georgetown MP and Deputy Leader of the Opposition, the Honorable Kenneth Bryan. When asked if he expects there to be a further supplemental appropriation in that line item later this year,
we'll more than likely be seeking supplementaries when we come back in September.
This brings the total 2026 budget for ex gratia payments to $11.2 million. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Local job postings fell in June. According to the latest Workforce Opportunity and Residency Cayman monthly jobs report, there were more than 1,800 local jobs advertised in June. That's down from about 2,200 in May, but up more than 380 when compared to a year ago. More than 11,500 jobs were advertised in the first half of the year, up more than 31% compared to 2025. The latest forecast from the hurricane experts at the Colorado State University has good news for the Caribbean region. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
The CSU team has further reduced its 2026 Atlantic Basin hurricane season forecast and now anticipates a, quote, well below normal season. The initial 2026 forecast called for 13 named storms, 6 hurricanes, and 2 of those becoming major hurricanes. But today's update has dropped those numbers to only 9 named storms, 4 hurricanes, and 1 major hurricane predicted for the season. The CSU team says moderate El Nino conditions are likely to intensify over the next few months, with a high potential for a strong El Nino for the peak of hurricane season. Sea surface temperatures across the Caribbean and tropical Atlantic are near their long-term averages, so the CSU team anticipates the powerful El Nino to be the dominant factor for the season, driving high levels of tropical Atlantic vertical wind shear. The new updated forecast is for, quote, well below average probability for major hurricane landfalls in the Caribbean and along the continental United States coastline. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The CSU team is reminding you that it only takes one hurricane making landfall to make it an active season. Thorough preparations should be made every season, regardless of predicted activity. Finally, Tuesday is Shark Awareness Day, so the Department of Environment Shark Research Team is teaming up with DART, the Ambassadors of the Environment, and the RITS for 2 jawsome events. Up first, join Dr. Joanna Kohler as she dissects a recently deceased nurse shark.
Learn about nurse shark anatomy, behavior, local shark populations, and dangers to sharks in the Cayman Islands. Bring your curiosity and questions.
That's at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday at the Ambassador of the Environment. Then from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Ritz Ballroom, you can spend the evening watching the tagged and tracked documentary film, watching demos of research technology, and attend a question and answer where you can ask questions and have fun with the DOE Shark Research Team. The DOE's project partner for the event is the Darwin Plus Initiative and White Tip Lager. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom at the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.